This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in a fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor, the Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. Hour number two, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is the summer of the 2011, and my next guest is a little bit different from the first two that we've had, because first two we had were, of course, competitive shooters. My guest, when I was in the military, we called what he did for a living, part of what he did for a living, we called that halo jumping, and most of the halo jumpers only did it occasionally, but he was part of a detachment, did that all the time. He's part of something called the Crisis Response Force, and he co-founded the Mission 22 shooting team to help raise awareness of the veteran suicide epidemic in the shooting sports, and he currently is the owner of Bear Solutions, and he is a Team 2011 Team SDI Tactical team member, and his name is Drew Estelle. Good evening, sir.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Glad to be on here.
Well, thank you very much. Tell me about, now, tactical in the 80s is different, I gather, from tactical today, because tactical today, we would, if we had come forward in time in the 80s and looked at what you guys do now, we would be, the first thing I'd be thinking is, what's this football team doing wearing all this stuff that I sort of recognize?
Yeah.
Tell me about what you did in Special Forces as much as you can.
Sure, absolutely. So I was in the Special Forces group. I got there around 2008. So I was on a team for about 10 years. So between that time, I was on a halo detachment for a while. And I can honestly say I was not real good at halo jumping like some of them, but I did it, right? So did that, was on the team, several deployments. And then I went over to our SIF or CRIF unit, which is a direct action style, assaulter style unit within the group. And then I got out of the military because of injuries, so I got med boarded out, and here I am now. So found a Bear Solutions and just continue to run with it.
Yep. Now, Bear Solutions is sort of a, that's not a very new company, or it is a very new company, isn't it? And you, with your pedigree as far as with what you do, you're getting a bunch of law enforcement coming to you. How well does law enforcement translate when you're a tactical operator?
A lot. And one of the things I always, every time I teach with a group of cops or federal law enforcement, local, state, whatever it may be, is always explain that we've got different jobs. You know, I came from the military doing what I do, or doing what I did, excuse me, and you guys are cops. But with that said, you know, like the two Venn diagram, like the circle things, like we have that overlap. And there's a lot of commonalities between what we do. So I try and stick to the training to target identification, accuracy, you know, speed, you know, what, when to speed up, when to slow down, understanding things, cognitive stress, problem solving. So there's a lot of commonalities between the two, but yet there's still a lot of differences, because at the end of the day, I don't have the restrictions that a lot of these officers have on them. These guys out there right now, and you know it, and so do all the listeners, they have to go through so much. And if there's a shooting or they decide to use that weapon or even just a taser or going hands-on with somebody, there are so many repercussions that can happen because of that. And I think that's a big difference with the military and law enforcement. Not that the military doesn't have to think about that. We absolutely do. But the cops, they have to take that to a whole new level because, as you know, those guys are going to be on you know, CNN or all over the news if one little thing goes wrong and everybody's going to be armchair quarterbacking that situation.
Is it necessary nowadays? And I believe it is, but I want to ask your, you know, I want to ask your opinion to this. When I saw the Dallas shooting, when all those cops got shot, and I was watching the assailant, I saw him one time where he was doing like a head juke, you know, a head feint as he's running up on the guy. And the guy didn't know how to actually handle cover. He was like right up on it, just hugging it. Is this the kind of thing where a tactical operator can come in and actually give law enforcement some training to where, I mean, first things first, they've got to be able to maintain sort of a calm mindset when this unfolds in front of them, right?
Yes, absolutely.
And these guys look like they were completely out of their element, which doesn't lead itself to very much of a calm mindset.
Yes, I would agree with that. I think a lot of the fault and where I personally am the most frustrated, especially when I see these guys and gals that show up to these classes, these officers are overworked, underpaid, undertrained, and underappreciated. And it's unbelievable the amount of training they don't get. So when you take somebody like myself or all these great instructors out there, I mean, just look at Team SDI's TAC team, right? You go down that list, there are some incredible individuals on team.
Yeah.
And you take, I'm not going to lie, I kind of looked around, I was like, you guys want me? This is a little, humbling experience looking around at these guys there. And they, you take a guy like that or some of these instructors and you can say, hey, here's what we did. Here's why we did it. We've already been, you know, through this enough to where that stress inoculation is there. And these cops just aren't getting those reps, or maybe they haven't had that real life experience because of it. I mean, some have, obviously, but that stress inoculation is something that is really important. And at the end of the day, it's getting reps on it and everything else. So I absolutely believe there's a lot of that stuff we're going to bring to the table. While tactics may change somewhat because of the environment or the situation or their specific mission, the techniques that we perform under stress are absolutely going to translate, because honestly, there's a lot of guys in the military, we've had to learn this the hard way, unfortunately.
Well, I think when people ask me about my time and how we just went and did some of the stuff we did, and you're talking about the reps, you're the first one I've ever had on the show that actually brought that up. With me, it became largely a matter of just remembering the sequence of events that would apply to what I'm looking at. And I would, and it would be because in the military back in the 80s, we laid in the prone position with a quarter on the end of an M16 that had seen service in Vietnam. When I was in, we still had the ones with the Mattel handguards. So we would sit there for hours pulling that trigger, trying to keep that quarter on the barrel. And we would do that over and over and over again. Then we would do sports and, you know, work the stoppage drill and everything else. And then we would just do that for hours and hours and hours. I still go through that today, and I've been out of the military for 30 years almost.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, it's not really the repetition part that you're talking about. I completely get that. And law enforcement doesn't get that, do they? They don't get those repetitions. They don't get that kind of indoctrination into the where they develop the body memory, the muscle memory.
Correct. And like, so take example, I worked with one of the SWAT teams, a small department. These guys get 4 hours a month to do training as a SWAT team. For 4 hours a month, are they really going to get, you know, they usually don't have all their teammates there. And is it this guy's fault? No, they got a lot of work to do. Some guys got to be on the road. They can only pull so many people together. So when it comes time for that training, these guys are given 4 hours. Well, the first 30 minutes to 45 minutes is getting there, the gear set up, everything, kind of talking about the plan. They maybe at max get 2 or 3 hours of actual training, and then they're packing up, ready to go. So these guys aren't afforded this time. And when we look at that, you talk about muscle memory or all these things. There's a reason the top, you know, I understand you had competitive shooters on before me, I had a couple of them. Those guys dry fire.
Yeah.
They dry fire all the time, so they can make it. I think I'm big on the term automated. If you break down in some of the stuff in cognitive stress I talk about in the courses, we want to make our efforts, whether it's fundamentals or mechanics or even certain skills, you know, that turn into abilities, we want to make that an automated effort.
So let me get you to hold. Let me get you to hold an automated effort. We're going to pick it up on that side when we get back. We're talking to Drew Estelle. He is part of the Team STI 2011 TAC team. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you.
tire look.
Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. I'm talking to a member of the Tactical Team 2011 STI team, and that would be Drew Estelle, and he is not a competitive shooter. This is a you're sort of a pipe hitter, aren't you?
Something like that, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
So came from SF, but
so when you were in the military, were the secondary weapons was that becoming a thing? Did you carry a secondary weapon? What was the secondary weapon you carried?
Yep. So my first deployment, we had 1911s. They were just old Army issued, you know, Colts from back in the day. We had those actually refitted by the U.S. Army Marksmanship Unit. Now, when somebody on the team knew somebody down there, so they sent them down and they tripped them out and made them good for us. And then after that, those kind of went to, they were just old and worn out. We moved to the M9 shortly after, which was obviously a standard issue for the team for a long time, and then Glock 19s. So after the Glock 19, carried that a little bit on the team. I moved over to the CRIF, my assault troop, and we had Glock 22s and with 34 slides. So you can run 22 or 34. So those are the sidearms that I carried when I was in the military.
So you went from hammer fired to striker fired, and now the military still, you know, they either have Glocks or they have SIGs now. So you're on the STI tactical team. So what, which STI gun do you carry as part of the STI tactical team?
So I have the Staccato P with the iron sights, and I also have the Staccato P Duo that also I mounted a Leupold DP Pro to.
Tell me about that gun. I have the Staccato C. Tony's going to send me a Staccato P. I haven't gotten my hands on it yet. I eagerly anticipate it. But tell me about the Staccato P.
So Staccato P, just like anything else, new gun, you start shooting it. I have a lot of the Glock shooters at my course, especially pick it up. I'll let them shoot it around for a bit. So obviously, if we're comparing this to, say, a Glock, the grip angle is not as steep. And at the end of the day, really what you're doing with this gun is the gun shoots itself. So everybody I've had shoot it, especially coming from a Glock or some of these other polymer frame guns, these striker fired, we really want to pronate those wrists. We really want to drive that gun to crank down and get good recoil management. And with the Staccato, you know, the 2011 lineup that pretty much, you know, STI has across the board, it's not needed. And the reason I say that is that it has a much more natural point of aim. You pick that gun up, you press it out, and as sights line up where you want a lot easier because you don't have to pronate those wrists forward, bringing the front sight down. On top of that, obviously, it's a double-stack magazine, so you get the same capacity, if not a little bit more. And then when you fire, the one thing I've noticed about this gun, unlike any other one that I've shot, is when you take that shot, one, it's accurate because of the way the trigger system works, just in that platform, comes straight to the rear. You're not going to deviate those sights as much in the way you pull it because it's not a polymer fulcrum-style trigger. But that gun comes back to where you want it. Those sights re-index back to that same point with so little effort that you literally think you don't really have to do anything to shoot this gun. It's just driving it, which is a huge plus, getting that gun from target to target. And it's the reason why the top shooters in the world that win competitions, they all shoot a 2011.
Have you tried the Staccato C yet?
I have. I do not have one yet. Tony, if you want to send one of those, it would be greatly appreciated. Just throw that little hint. But, yeah, I have. I shot that up at Royal Range in Nashville, and they did their demo day, expo, you know, 2011 experience. And it's the same thing. It does the exact same thing. It's just a little more compact design, so you feel it just a little bit more because of how it's built. But other than that, that gun, I would carry that thing every day. Absolutely love it. Love it.
Okay, let me ask you a question about this, simply because I see this as a trend among the tactical types, the younger tactical types.
Sure.
I see a bunch of these guys running around now with a lot of them run around with the Glock 43s. And a lot of them ran around with Glock 43s prior to the Staccato C coming on board. But one thing Tony pointed out to me that I know is true. I mean, I've got a bunch of double stack guns, and the Staccato C geometry is the same as the staccato P. So, like, if I have one concealment holster for that, it'll carry both. And yet, what Tony points out, Tony Pignato, marketing director of SDI, he says everybody comes to one of these guns if they're going to carry a gun every day. So is it? Does it just come down to time and comfort and all this other stuff? Is that why we go to these, especially the tactical types of you that are out there that say, well, you know, this is enough?
Yeah, I think that's part of it. I think guys are just used to shooting it, you know. And just to be clear, you're talking about why they go to Glocks or why they go to the 2011 platform?
Or why they go to a single stack.
Yeah, the single stack. I think a lot of it is because just it's thinner. Especially for carry, they're like, oh, I need a thinner gun. I need this, everything else. And you look at the 1911, you know, if they're going to carry that, they, you know, they're just used to it, really. So it's, I think they just need to get out of that comfort zone, try it out, and then they're going to start realizing it's not exactly true. You can do both.
Yeah. The one thing about the Staccato C, it feels like a big boy gun to me. It feels bigger than it looks.
Yes. Yeah, I think that's just the weight and how, you know, you pick up, I have a Glock 43, I pick that up, it feels like a toy. You know, my hand can't quite get all in the grips. You've got to learn that grip over and over. And students I've had in class that shoot them, I'll hand them a Glock 19 or a Staccato and go, here, figure this out first, then go back to the 43. And with that Staccato C, you don't need to. You can shoot the Staccato B or a 1911 or a 2011, you can shoot the Staccato C. So I think there's a lot less learning curve there or getting used to it with that compact, you know, frame gun like the Staccato C than there is with somebody carrying a 43. It's just, it feels so similar in the hands because it has such a smaller profile that you're not going to have to change your grip. You're not going to have to.
That's it. I've been sitting here going, why do I like this? As small as it is, why do I like this? But it has that big boy feel, but it is a small gun.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. It's deceptive in how it feels versus how it looks, you know?
Tony, if you're listening, you should give this man a Staccato C.
Tony,
I'm going to take mine. I'm going to take mine out here in a few days, and just to see what happens. I've got a few. You know, I'm going to take about 300 or 400 rounds out and just run it through it constantly. And I don't. I've already run 200 or 300 rounds through it to film it.
Yeah,
I didn't have any issues with that. But we're coming up on the next break. When we get back, I want to talk to. We're going to bring it with Drew. Where you take a gun like the Staccato P, which is based upon a competition technology, how that is applied and how well it works in a tactical environment. That's when we get back. Tell them real quick how to find Bear Solutions.
So Bear Solutions, LLC.com, and it's spelled B-A-E-R, or Instagram at Bear Solutions, B-A-E-R Solutions.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The House is sending President Trump a $4.6 billion humanitarian aid package. The Senate approved the bill with overwhelming bipartisan support despite objections from some Democrats who wanted the bill with more protections. Earlier this week, the House passed its own emergency border funding package, which included stricter standards for the detention facilities, but the Republican-led Senate rejected the House bill and passed its own version without those protections. Ahead of the second night of the Democrats' presidential debate, the field has finished their walkthroughs of the venue in Miami and continues some last-minute debate prep. Candidates like Congressman Eric Swalwell from California are talking about what makes him qualified to be president.
Well, I want to be prepared but not rehearsed. I'm going to be myself. It's an opportunity to introduce myself to the country.
The debate starts at 9 o'clock Eastern Time on the NBC networks. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
A recent article says that consumers need to evaluate the ingredients found in their toothpaste. Dental hygienist Linda Hirsch.
When it comes to the health of your teeth and gums, ingredients matter. Look for a toothpaste with a natural, gentle ingredient, like baking soda, which is the foundation of Arm & Hammer toothpaste.
The report noted that toothpaste with baking soda shows promise in reducing plaque and may decrease gum bleeding when compared to toothpaste without it.
When you brush with Arm & Hammer toothpaste, you notice the baking soda difference. They have been clinically proven to remove up to 5 times more plaque and to reduce gum bleeding by as much as 60% when compared to a non-baking soda toothpaste. Throughout the day, as you eat and drink, stains attach to the tooth surface, actually embedding into the sticky bacterial plaque. Arm & Hammer toothpaste with baking soda removes the stains and the plaque, even in the hard-to-reach areas. Baking soda also helps neutralize the harmful plaque acids that form in our mouth, keeping teeth and gums healthy.
For more, visit ahtoothpaste.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
From the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Talking to tactical operator Drew Estelle. He is with the he is part of the tactical team 2011 with SDI. So, with the Staccato P. First things first. Well, how do you carry that when you kid up? How do you carry that?
Just normal holster, got a retention hood on there or not? You know, kind of depending on the class situation. I carry that open the outside of the waistband. Locked, you know, loaded, everything, hammer the rear, and safety on. So,
As far as the magazines and everything, I guess they're the, what are they, 140 millimeter magazines? Which ones are you using?
Yep, so I got the extended ones. They carry about 20 rounds. I carry those, three of those in the front on my belt, just off my left-hand side, round forward. So, got those, and yeah. So, got 4 mags total on me.
So, you know, I was stationed in Europe. I was a Cold Warrior, just so you know. I was stationed in Europe. I was stationed at Fort Polk, Louisiana, which I so enjoyed that duty.
Sorry,
and then I ended up at Fort Campbell with the 101st Airborne Division. And
okay.
I never ever had a 1911 give me a lick of trouble. Not in the mud, not in the snow, not in any of that stuff. I never had that problem. Now, mine was probably a World War II. I think mine was made by Ithaca, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, that one I carried when I was a 60 gunner back in the day. So, Staccato P, of course, is a different kind of animal. It's based upon it's got all that Formula One gun, race gun technology built into it, except in a more of a civilian, tactical type package. How does that thing hold up when you're out there and you're just putting it through its paces?
Never had an issue. So I've had other guys do, you know, whatever. I had one guy with a Staccato come to a class, and he had magazines that were 5 or 6 years old competition magazines that weren't made by STI, and he's running some forged steel case kind of ammo, and he had some issues. Changed out those magazines, ran horrible ammunition, still ran it. I've shot mine, never had an issue. I've run good ammo, run cheap ammo. I've used all the magazines. But I think the big thing here is there's a lot of stereotypes in the 1911 platform, and some of them are right. You know, stereotypes exist for a reason, especially when it comes to this stuff. So there's some guns out there that aren't going to run, you know, these 1911s. They're very finicky, some of them out there. This gun is not made to be that. It doesn't have such tight tolerances where, well, you can only, you know, run this certain type of ammo or the springs are set up this way. This is a duty gun. So this is the one gun I've seen, without a doubt, throw that sucker down, be like, you got the good mags, right? The ones that come with it? Yeah, okay. STI brand, put stuff through it, and it'll run it. And I haven't had any problems. I haven't seen anybody else have any problems. You know, the reliability is up there with, you know, all the other guns that people are running now. And I think it's because this was designed to specifically be a duty gun. The tolerances aren't so tight that it's going to malfunction if one little thing's off. You know, it runs, right, and it kind of likes to be dirty. So
when you first started slinging that on your hip, did any of the mil-spec snobs come up to you going, hey, what are you, like a three-gunner now? I thought you were Mr. Tactical Tactical Tommy. What's up with this? I mean, how accepting is the tactical community of the 2011 Staccato P?
Well, it's like anything. We're pretty closed-minded, you know, until they see it for themselves. I think the tactical community is a very welcome community because we want our rights and everything else. But at the same time, we're extreme snobs to the point where you get so frustrated with this stuff, you know. But people don't believe it until they see it. You run it, you let them shoot it. Like, I was down in Arizona with some law enforcement, Border Patrol, and they asked to run it. I was like, yeah, man, here you go. Lunchtime, run this sucker. Have at it. I got two of them. They're here for you guys to run. Shoot whatever you want. And they did. They ran that thing, and they all of them were like, man, this is a duty gun? I'm like, yeah. Like, well, how reliable is it? Well, I don't know. You guys just shot, you know, 300-400 rounds with no issues, and I don't clean it. I mean, I'm going to run it till it'll mess up. Just see what happens. But I haven't even cleaned mine yet. So it's one of those things. Everybody's a snob and everybody's a disbeliever until they see it for themselves. And then give it a year or two, people are going to be coming around. They're like, well, you know, Glocks are great, but like, you know, this one works too. It's like, okay, slowly it'll start to convert. We, you know, people like they want to be comfortable. They don't like new things, so they want to stick with what they know. It's not what they've done for the past 10 years. It's a new concept to them, but they'll get over it. It'll be fine.
Well, you know, is it really new though? I mean, the 2011 is like.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen which is it? I can't remember which one it is. Up in Smoke, I think. Remember when it's a Cheech and Chong movie, and they get captured by a bunch of aliens and they get brought down, and now they're super, super cool dudes like this. The 2011 reminds me enough of the 1911, of course it does, but at the same time, this is a whole different kind of range manners, a whole different kind of shooting manners that feels evolved to me.
Yeah.
And I don't find the 2011 when you were saying something new to me, it's like it went somewhere and came back and I just haven't been looking at it. It's like, you know, it's like the girl in high school that she went over summer vacation, she came back, she blossomed. It's like that platform has blossomed and, now you're looking at it like, well, now wait a minute.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I mean, at the end of the day, we had 1911s of World War II. You know, soldiers loved them. They were great guns. The Beretta replaced it. They worked. They were great. guys who shot competition guns, 2011s, for years, right? And I think where a lot of the misinformation comes from is they see a competition shooter whose 2011 is always malfunctioning. Well, why? Because he changed the springs out. He did this. He trimmed this. He tuned that. He put the wrong ammo in. And he did all this stuff. But something I actually credit Tony for a lot, Pignato, over at STI, he was like, that's stupid. You know, he made a duty version of it, rounded up a team of some amazing individuals that I'm lucky to be surrounded with, and said, look, it's a duty gun. Here you go. And sure enough, it is. You know, that's the reason you got U.S. Marshals. You know, some of them are running in their special operations group. You've got LAPD that authorized it. You've got other guys, Las Vegas. I mean, all these places are starting to see it and go, man, you're right. And they're letting information for certain specific reasons affect that. At the end of the day, that's one of the best platforms. 1911 is one of the greatest platforms of all time. And STI took it, and they improved it, and they made it duty use. So, yeah, I think Tony's done a great job finally, and STI in general, finally starting to switch that viewpoint and get people to realize this.
Well, STI sponsored me when I was new about 7 years ago. And back then, they had so many guns.
Yeah, they had a lot of single stacks, too.
Yeah, they had a lot of single stacks. They had 1911s. They had 2011s. And now the DVC line and the Staccato line, that clear delineation between this is for comp and this is for real world. I think that simplification of it makes it a lot easier for people to look to STI. We're coming up on the last break. One more time, tell people if they want to look for a Bear Solutions class, where they would go, who they would, you know, how do they get into that class, that kind of thing.
BearSolutionsLLC.com, B-A-E-R, SolutionsLLC.com, or check out Instagram at Bear Solutions.
He does have some classes that are restricted to law enforcement, but I presume you'll take other people as well.
Yep, absolutely.
Outstanding. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Finally, there's a way for you to get into the blockchain, the hottest financial sector without all the speculation. Now, enjoy a 27% annualized payment each month without the ups and downs of Bitcoin. Seen on programs broadcast on Fox Business News, blockchain data centers offer an equipment leasing program in the explosive digital asset marketplace. Inspired by entrepreneurs who sold picks and shovels during the gold rush, the money is in the mining equipment used to manufacture dozens of critical digital assets. Not a security IPO or note, blockchain data centers have a proven turnkey equipment sale leaseback program with a 27% annualized lease payment deposited into your bank account each month. Don't miss this one. Stake your claim today. Call 800-600-3388. That's 800-600-3388. These valuable lease contracts won't last long. Call now. 800-600-3388. 800-600-3388. Equipment offer poses a financial risk to owners. Consult with financial professionals before purchasing. Not an offer to buy or sell a security which requires an offering document.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. We have been talking to Tactical Team 2011 member Drew Estelle, the first of the Tactical Team members that we've had. Now we'll be getting some more of these guys. Where could STI go forward to take the gun to the next level as far as it being in the field?
Well, I think they're doing a pretty good job right now, because I think your reputation and your credibility is kind of dependent on those that represent your product. So I think they're doing an incredible job with that. I think what they're doing too, and they're getting out, they're doing demos for police departments. That's getting more departments to see it. You know, the viable option, honestly, a better option. You know, the officers are going to be more capable with this gun. They're going to be more accurate. They'll probably start passing their shooting quals too, a lot of them, you know, just by shooting this gun because it's easier to shoot. You know, all these things. When it comes to moving forward and how to get it, you know, more tactical or credible or whatever you want to call it, or get it adopted more, you know, I think they're doing everything they can right now. It's just going to be a matter of time, and I think everybody's going to kind of come around and realize it. So with the progression of it, you know, they're already putting the slide kits on there for optics. That's that new generation. It's going to happen. We'll probably start seeing guns come with optics, you know, from the factory before long. But, yeah, so I think they're doing a great job right now, and they're on the way.
Yeah, I know that they get out there and they're taking them out and showing them to them. One of the reasons I don't have the Staccato P is that Tony has to be there to ship it, and he's never there.
Yeah, I know.
He's never there.
He lives in that Chevy diesel 2500 driving around that trailer with his face on the all across the side of it. So he's living out of that thing right now. They work hard, man.
What do you think about that? See, when in the 80s, if somebody came to us and said, look, it's a 1911, cool. The presumption of every 1911 was that it was 45 caliber. And
right.
What I have discovered is that a 9mm 1911 is a really fast gun.
Yeah.
And it's the meshing of those two together. I sort of think, I mean, how many people actually, well, nah, that's, I'm not going to ask that. That's a pretty stupid question. But I mean,
No stupid questions, Bill.
I mean, I think the idea that it is a 1911, it's a 9mm now, and it's an upgrade to the technology, and it's a double stack, so you can have capacity and go to that. And I know the ammo that people carry now is a lot more advanced than I carried in the 80s. I think that sort of that leads the resurgence of that single action platform. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely right on that. I think you hit the nail on the head. It's 45 caliber. This has been a whole debate, 9 versus 45. And I swear to God, if I hear that, every time we hear it now, we all start kind of rolling our eyes because it's just been beat to death, right? But the calibers now are good. Now the bullets they're using, the hollow points, and all this stuff, the terminal ballistics that they have on target now with some of this 9mm is impressive. You know, just ask the FBI. They do all the good testing, right? So it must be true. But you've done that. Now we've got 1911s in it. Now people are, because they used to just view the 1911, well, it's a 45. You said 45, you meant a 1911. If you said 1911, you meant 45.
Right.
So now we're seeing that change. And, you know, I think that you're right. That 9mm, still moving to it and this and that, but you're going to look at this gun and say, oh, well, it's 9mm too. I get it. You know, I don't have to buy a 45 for this. It just makes it that much more shootable, and honestly, it makes it that much better. So,
well, I mean, the single action, I can empty the Staccato C.
Yep.
With one in the chamber in less than a second. I mean, it's just the blur, the slide is a blur. And I'm shooting steel, so I'm hearing 9 hits on steel. And I'm hearing it as I'm walking away from it. I've yelled stop it, and I'm backing away from it, and I'm shooting it at the same time. That has to have that has to give a degree of credence to having a weapon that you could shoot that fast accurately in the field. That has to be one of those things where they're like, oh yeah, yeah, I can see where somebody would carry this now.
Yeah, and it's, you know, what you're going to call it, the shootability. Like,
yeah.
So Frank Proctor told a friend of mine this. I'm sure you'll have both of these guys on the show, Matt Little. He said, you know, you can win a world championship with a Glock, but there's a lot of easier ways to do it. It's like, yeah, that's really accurate. Like a Glock is, I just use the Glock because it's the most popular handgun out there, right? It's, you know, everybody has a Glock. They're 80% of my class, you know, if not more. And a Glock is, hands down, one of the hardest guns to shoot. It is. You have to relearn how to grip. You have to do things that are completely unnatural. When you go against things that are unnatural, can you do it and do it well? Absolutely. You can train it and you can work out and you can get good shooting that thing. Absolutely. But wouldn't it be nice if you just picked something up and went, man, this is a lot easier. I can just hit the target because the sights are coming back straight back to what I want. They're not resetting high into the left or high into the right because of how my wrist and the webbing of my hand impacts that beaver tail. You know, and they go, okay, now I can focus on other stuff. Like we used to view it as a luxury, but I think now it's a real thing. Just get that gun. Shoot it. It's easier to shoot. You will shoot better. And when it comes to combat or real-life situation and carrying a gun, don't you want the one that you have to put as little effort into it as possible to shoot it? Well, there you go.
I don't want to – see, every Glock that I ever took out of the box,
yeah,
always shot low left on me. I could group all day long with it. Nice groups.
Yep.
But it was shooting low left. I had Agency Arms as a sponsor for a little bit. They did something with the grip and they did something with the trigger. Now I could put them in center. I have a sponsor now that builds polymer 80 Glock clones.
Yep.
And those have a straighter angle and I can shoot those and hit what I'm aiming at. And, you know, just going with that pure Glock thing, that just sort of, you can win a world championship with a Glock, but there's an easier way to do it. That's pretty good. I like that one.
Yeah. I wish I came up with that. I completely did not. But
you're the first one I've ever heard it come out of.
Yeah. Don't get me wrong. I love Glock. Absolutely love Glock. I think they're great. Everything else, I love my STI. And honestly, I like my STI more, and that's why. But if you can shoot a Glock, you can shoot anything. And the fact of the matter is the ergonomics on it just aren't natural. And if you can learn to shoot that Glock, just take some training. It's going to take some time. You're going to spend a lot more ammo doing it. But you can do it. But that 1911 style platform of the 2011, that STI, you can't argue with it. You're going to shoot it easier. You're going to shoot it faster. And you're going to shoot it better.
Yep. I'm going to do a comparison between a I'm going to build out a Glock 43 with a Staccato P. And I'm pretty sure I know how that's going to turn out, but I'm going to do a comparison to shoot a video of that.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've got a sponsor that makes with the Glock 43, in order to make that a viable gun, you got to put a magazine extender on it that makes it, you know, the grip now goes from being little itty-bitty easy to hide to, wow, look how long that thing is. It's like trying to conceal a big, long butter knife.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's you know, I'm just looking for content there, brother. I'm just looking for content. So check it out. Next time we go to, next time we have one of these shows or something, let's try to hook up and everything. And one last thing before you go. Do you have magazine pouches on your plate carrier?
I used to.
And now you run it slick.
I do, because of what we were doing. What I will say is a lot of guys are moving pretty much everything they can off the belt and putting it on the plate carrier. And the reason for that is those belts are really messing guys' hips and backs up.
Yeah.
So that's kind of why. So, yes, I used to run it on there. Then I didn't because of we were climbing a lot. And we had to get in, you know, to spaces. I didn't want that extra kind of girth on my plate carrier. And I also put charging, you know, initiators in my kit there where the mag pouches would go.
Right.
But, yeah, some guys are moving them off. Why do you ask?
Well, because I never wore a plate carrier. We were really fast in the 80s, and I've got plate carriers I'm trying to set up. So we used to just dodge the bullets back in the 80s. Listen.
Ooh, I'm like the Matrix.
Yeah, just like it. Run out of time. Thank you very much for joining me. Drew was in the middle of walking a class and checking some things out. And I'm going to tell Tony, one, that you killed it, and two, he needs to get you a Staccato P. C. You need a C.
Yeah.
There you go.
Do.
Thank you for joining me this evening.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Gene and Chad DeSantis of DeSantis Holsters, one of the oldest holster makers in the United States today. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991. For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.